Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission Public Hearing and Regular Meeting, Monday, July 8th, 2024. It is 6:01 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Dave Stewart.
Present.
Thomas Holman.
Here.
Devin Sonnefeld. Roger Haynes. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
Is here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
Thank you, Scott. Would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
I'd like to welcome everyone to the July 8th, 2024 Taney County Planning Commission Public Hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application, which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into Evidence Exhibit A, staff report for each case Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, follows any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote.
Thank you, Scott.
Yep.
Do we want to consider a time limit?
Yeah, I'll make a motion for a four-minute time limit for the speakers, not including the applicant.
I'll second that.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Amen.
Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? Motion carries. We will move on to review and action of the June 10th, 2024 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes as presented?
Move to approve.
Got a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Got a motion, a second. All those in favor, raise your hand. Opposed? Minutes stand approved. We will move on to public hearing and final vote. The item we have before us, and I know they mentioned earlier to people that were in the audience, this is a rezone request, so our responsibility is to hear the presentation of the application, and then we make a recommendation in the form of a resolution to be sent to the Taney County Commission. And the Taney County Commission is who actually approves or denies the application as presented. And that will be next Monday, July 15th at 9 a.m., just for everyone's understanding here to move forward. So the first rezone is Billy and Hannah Ware. Scott?
Okay, case number 24019. Billy and Hannah Ware are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of part of parcel number 05-5.0-22-000-000-010.006, located at 7851 State Highway 176 Walnut Shade. The rezoning request is for an 11-acre tract to be rezoned from A1 Agricultural District to RV1 Recreational Vehicle Park District. So looking at the screen, I've got the parcel highlighted. Of course, this over here is your U.S. Highway 65. This is 176 between where it meets 160 and 65. This is our parent 16-point-some-acre parcel, roughly 16.74. This is our zoning layer. The yellow is R1 for the subdivision, and then everything surrounding it's A1, which is agricultural. Just zooming in on the southern part of that parcel. So here's the plat that has been recorded as of July 1st that subdivides that parcel. You can see lot 1 which is an approximate 5.73-acre parcel that takes in most of the westerly part of that. And then there's a remaining 11 acres. So the remaining 11 acres is what's proposed for the RB1 rezoning. The lot 1, 5.73 acres, been requested to stay A1. And I kind of drew that out on this. And he gave a little drawing that's in your packet of where he's asking for the 8 RV pads. So here's just another pictometry from the east showing the location and the roads entering the parcel. Then within your Article 16 RV1, it's unique to this, is where it allows conditions. So Section 16.090 would be supplementary requirements. In addition to the foregoing, the County Commission may impose such other conditions, requirements, or limitations concerning the design, development, and operation of such recreational vehicle park as it may deem necessary for the protection of adjacent properties and the public interest. So I think in your packet, I proposed that you would limit it with a recommendation, if you approved it, to 8 RV spots, 11 acres. I think I gave you the amount, but it was 50, 60, 70 some RV spots that they could potentially put in as a maximum. But you have the option to be able to limit that to 8 if you feel that would protect the adjacent properties and public interests. So anyway, I'll let you move forward with your public hearing. Our applicants are back there. They can come up. You guys can come up and present your anything else you want to talk about.
All right, I've never done this before, so I apologize for any rocky speech. My name is Billy Ware. This is Hannah Ware, and we reside at 7851 Mo 176. We propose this because this last year we've been in and out of the Taney County rezoning probably 10 times on asking questions and just the best way to approach what we're trying to do and what we want to do. We have a beautiful property, beautiful location, and we would like to do the rezoning to allow us to have a few RV park sites out there that allow us to have family, friends, and also individuals that we work with, both a member of Wounded Warrior Project and also the Few, which are both nonprofit organizations that we work with veterans here in Branson, Missouri. And the Few is prisoner of war recipients, Purple Heart, Special Operations, and the Medal of Honor. So those are the only guys we work with. And our family members own businesses in Branson that are here for 6 months out of the year. That's their retirement plan, and they also reside in Texas, so it's a opportunity to allow them to stay on our property and then also go back to Texas when they're not here to maintain their U-Haul businesses in Branson. Everything up to this point, I have considered my neighbors, my community, and working as a team. So we held an HOA meeting. They held an HOA meeting and they invited me to it. The 16 parcels on the backside, I thought that was important to sit down and to see what the discussions would be and what the concerns would be. And just running through those real quick, property value was a concern. This is also our property. This is also my personal investment. This is our home. Our home is right there with the red roof, with the 5 acres. And as far as affecting property value, I have no intentions of doing that with this rezoning. When pulling comps on a property, you can't include a RV park in the comps when it comes to comparing property value anyways. It's not legal. But property value came up. This is also our home. We have 2 children there. Public safety came up, prior military, federal law enforcement, and also civilian law enforcement. Crime and keeping my community safe is at the utmost. Anytime you do any development or change, you have to take that in consideration. Just like that 40 acres that was prior was part of this parcel with the Blue family. Just like the HOA, it was 16 homes built. They want rules. They have an HOA, and you can attach regulations to that property. It's the same thing with the rezoning. You know, a big conversation that we had as the HOA, the HOA had for me was if I got hit by a bus tomorrow, my wife, they're worried about resale value. They're worried about what could happen to the property. Again, this is our investment as well. So what we plan on doing is using the professional that we have that builds and everything to help us with the new survey for the 11 acres to be able to apply things like Mr. Scott was saying, not allowing someone in the future to put the maximum amount of RV spots on the property or allowing people to live there long term or allowing someone in there to pull a 1972 trailer in there and bring crime along with it. You can apply all these rules and regulations to a property that include a year of an RV, occupants of an RV, just like an apartment in town or even in the county with how many you have living in a residence. Most of all, I just appreciate everybody's time and coming together to look at this option. I did not want to break up this parcel into several two-acre parcels to meet setbacks. I didn't want to do that. I also respect my neighbors greatly. That's why the new survey stretches all the way the length pretty much of the HOA, and then also very concerned about staying off of my neighbors' properties. Both north and south of the property are the brothers that prior owned the property. I respect them greatly. Mr. Key's house, everybody's house, I don't want to be right up on them, and I respect that. So in order to not break this up into two-acre parcels, which would make more access points on Oak Brook Estates or any of that, I do have a southern entrance right there onto my property that is adjacent to the house there that would go to my home. And again, I just appreciate everybody's time. And I believe I'm hitting most of the concerns that the HOA brought up. I may be forgetting a few, but the last thing is I just greatly respect the county, the regulations, and following the rules. I know some people do it differently. Some people have their family, friends, or people out of state come on their property. There was RVs on the property for several years before our ownership with no sewage in place. I respect rules. I know rules put me in a position to come here in front of my neighbors and public servants and do this, which is at a level of uncomfortness. But I do think it's the right thing to do. As another question that the HOA brought up is, you know, what's our long-term plan? Where do we plan on being? We are a younger couple. I'm 33. My wife's 28. But we greatly believe in serving the community. Hannah was Miss Branson, 23, 24, and Mrs. Missouri this year. She has a special focus in human trafficking. We have personal friends that help with human and child trafficking out of Columbia. I was blessed to go there last year. And also served on the Branson PD as a 911 dispatcher. For myself, I'm a stay-at-home dad. I take that very serious. I was gone many years of my children's life, and I'm enjoying that now. So I just end with, I want everybody here to know, commission and neighbors, that I have great respect for my neighbors, their opinions, my community, my street, and I would like to end with that, and I appreciate it.
So do we, in the presentation, is there a proposed layout of the 8 RV sites or the RV sites? Is
there? Within your packet, there was just a little drawing.
Yeah,
right here. If you want to pass that around, that's it.
The packet that we're talking about, the other one, is right here. It's not on this picture because we just put gravel in here. But we have a gate right here. We have two gates. One that goes right here.